Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
This is America on the Road, Dave Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad, and with me is co-host Chris Teague, a little under the weather, but soldiering through. Chris, I have a quick question for you. Do you have any spring break travel plans?
I don't have any spring break travel plans. However, we just booked a trip to Florida for this summer, so we always tend to pick the hottest months of the year to go down to the south, so we'll see how it goes.
We've got an interesting show this week because a lot of news going on. Nissan has announced some new products for North America. It's trying to shore up its position here in the United States, so we'll have some details on that. I think it would like to have a higher profile here than it's had lately. Hyundai has just announced huge investments in U.S. manufacturing and parts operations, so that's kind of cool. Porsche is upping its tech game. That might be in response to a report we had last week from BMW about what it's doing on its tech game. So we'll have more on that. And Toyota has announced a new racing series that might get Chris into the cockpit on the race course. I'm not sure about that, but maybe. So we'll tell you about that coming up. But Chris, do you have any thoughts about what's going on with that?
Yeah, I want Toyota to invite me to this racing series. I would love it. I'll cover it here. I'll cover it as for Toyota. If you're listening, I'm waiting.
Yeah, good to know. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my just-released new book, Only One Thing Stays the Same. It's Over My Shoulder Now, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 worth of Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. As you longtime listeners to the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, how you can save some money on your car, how you can have some fun with your car. Chris, did you realize that this show marks the 5-year anniversary since we teamed up on the show? I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been a long time, Jack. We need to count how many vehicles we've reviewed and have a big celebration here.
Yeah. Well, it's at least 260 times two, so we could maybe do the math.
Sounds like 520 to me.
Yeah, very good. My test car this week is the 2025 Genesis GV60. I think we have an all Genesis all the time show. What is yours?
I have the ultra-stylish 2025 Genesis GV80 Coupe. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
We have a terrific guest for you this week. Bob Roederdorf is the Chief Executive Officer of the Jeep brand. When we come back, we will have news for you. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Fresh finds and fresh savings. That's SpringFest at Lowe's. Right now, get a free Select Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a Select Ego trimmer, blower, or mower. Plus, get up to 20% off Select Scott's Turf Builder grass seed. Shop these spring deals and more for all your lawn care needs. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4-2. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. Excludes Alaska.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nerad with you for a special anniversary show that we're doing, and a lot of news going on this week. Nissan, of course, is somewhat embattled, I would say. You might agree with me, Chris, but they have announced a range of new and refreshed models coming forward, probably introducing them well before they normally would. This is for this year through 2027. And these products, according to them anyway, will play a crucial role in elevating the company's performance and customer loyalty here in the United States. I think they'd like to see all of those things going on. I'd like to see more growth. They'll have hybrid technologies, e-power, plug-in hybrids, those kind of things, next-generation electric vehicles, and a bunch of internal combustion engine vehicles are also on the ticket. There's going to be a new Leaf, a new Micra EV. That will be an interesting one here, maybe an affordable EV. What's your take on what's going on with Nissan?
Well, I'm excited about the new Leaf. I think, you know, moving it to a crossover shape from the hatchback is probably a good idea for them, given, you know, the crossover sales here. Look, I think Nissan has an image problem more than a vehicle problem, although that is one of their issues. I think that they've spent so long trying to generate sales through subprime lending and through heavy incentives, and dealers are losing profits. So they've kind of pigeonholed themselves into this role that Hyundai and Kia were in 15 years ago. Whether they can come out of it like the two Korean brands did, I think, is yet to be seen.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they will surface from this current doldrums here. They're going to have, one of the new vehicles they're going to have is a Sentra compact sedan. I'm not sure that that's going to exactly pull them out of the sales doldrums here because, you know, smaller cars aren't jumping off the shelves. But on the other hand, they're going to have a new Pathfinder SUV, so that should be pretty cool. And a refreshed QX60 SUV from, so that should be cool as well. New Rogue coming. That's right in the sweet spot. So I think some good products coming along. They're going to have a crossover coupe that's maybe competing with the vehicle you're going to be talking about this week.
Yeah, and I did see they may return the Xterra name, but although it could be on any electric vehicle, a crossover of some sort. So it'll be exciting to see. You know, I like Nissan. I have no beef with Nissan. I think, you know, a lot of their cars are really cool. So I hope they pull through.
Yeah, I've always liked Nissan products too. So I agree with you. Let's talk about the giant investment that Hyundai is making in the United States. They announced this week they're going to invest $21 billion in the United States from 2025 to 2028. I guess we're in 2025, so over a 3 or 4 year period here. They're going to expand manufacturing, advance future technologies, they say, and they'll even enhance the energy infrastructure that they're involved in here. We'll see how that goes. They've already invested. They say they've invested about $20 billion, $20.5 billion since they entered the U.S. market in 1986. So, you know, this is almost doubling the investment over the course of 3 years. But interesting stuff. I mean, one of the things that I found most interesting, they're going to have additional electric vehicle manufacturing here, more logistics, of course. Localization of automotive component production, which is cool. They're also going to put together a steel mill. I mean, that's kind of new. What's your take on all of this, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, all these things have been in the works for a while, but I think that they've become especially relevant now with all the tariff talk that we've discussed a few times on the show. As you mentioned, Hyundai's had a pretty significant manufacturing footprint here for a long time. You know, they've got their factory in Alabama, they've got Georgia, where Kia also has significant operations, and then they've got offices all over the place. So I think this isn't surprising on a couple of fronts. I think that their decision was prescient given the time that we're in, and I think, you know, Hyundai is going to continue to grow even without the EV tax credits. I think, you know, local production is cheaper, yeah, and people tend to gravitate towards vehicles that were made here.
Yeah, and they're also going to work on a bunch of technologies, including teaming up with NVIDIA. We talk about that. I guess everybody's trying to team up with NVIDIA right away, one of the hottest stocks out there and the hottest companies out there. But for autonomous driving, robotics, artificial intelligence, of course, because everybody cares about that. That'll be interesting. And they expect this will create something like 14,000 direct full-time jobs, which we love manufacturing jobs here in the United States. I'd love to see a lot more. We talk about prices raised. It doesn't matter if prices are raised if you don't have a job to buy them, right? So it's great to have a manufacturing job. Maybe 100,000 jobs will be created by this indirectly. It's nothing but good, I think. So,
kudos. Yeah, I agree.
Kudos to Hyundai for doing that. Let's talk about Porsche and its tech game. They have announced that they will have an enhanced digital user experience coming along in the 2026 911, the Taycan, the Panamera, and the Cayenne models. You think I could pronounce them better than I do, having reported on them forever and ever. The new Porsche communications management system will be a better performer than the one that is now. I have to wonder if this is kind of in response to what BMW has been touting recently about the supercomputers that its vehicles are going to have. This doesn't sound as zooty to me, but what's your take on it, Chris?
Yeah, Porsche's had problems with their tech for a while now. You may recall the Macan EV was delayed because of the Volkswagen-based software issues that they had. And the issues got so bad at Volkswagen, they pulled in Rivian to start helping them with some of these problems. Right. But look, I shop for 911s a lot, even though I'm never going to be able to afford one. And not once do I hear anyone talking about the touchscreen size or, you know, any of the features that are in the dash. Everybody cares about what's under your foot. So, but if it's going to be there, it has to work. So I'm all for this, I guess, if Porsche's, you know, going to continue putting all these screens in there, which all indications and so point to yes, then yeah, it's going to work.
Yeah, they're going to team up with Amazon. Amazon Alexa is going to be the, the digital voice assistant in the car. So I guess Amazon knows how that works. Do you use Alexa? Do you have Alexa in your house?
We are actually going to stop very soon due to privacy concerns, which is why I sneered my nose on camera just a moment ago when you said that. So, yeah, I mean, it works fine, but I think there are some privacy issues that I have with it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that, too. I worry about so many things that maybe I shouldn't worry about, but maybe that's one thing I should. Well, I want your take on this racing series. Actually, I guess it's a subset of a racing series that's been going on anyway. It's the GR Cup Series here in North America, the Gazoo Racing North American GR Cup Series, which seems kind of redundant because Gazoo Racing and GR are the same thing. But they're having a Legends Cup. Interesting. I'm not sure that it's for drivers who are 45 years and older. I don't think you qualify on that end. I probably don't qualify on the other end. for this thing, but it's interesting. I'm not sure that you have to be a legend. You just have to be 45 or older. Talk about your thoughts about this.
Yeah, you know, we've discussed my Toyota fandom quite a few times on the show. I mean, look, they're not in Formula One, but they are in NASCAR. They're in Rally. They're in all sorts of other racing series. I think Toyota's efforts in motorsport have been fantastic. Hyundai is another great example of that, to give somebody else credit. Legends Cup or not, I think, you know, some of the most exciting racing is in these smaller series that, you know, you find out, like the MX-5 Miata Cup, the GR Cup. So I'll probably try to find a way to watch this. And like I said earlier in the show, Toyota, invite me if you can.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see you in this, Chris, and it would be fun. There are racing at some pretty interesting race courses, I think. A lot of good race courses over the time, and I bet this is a cool series, too. I mean, certainly that vehicle, which you know chapter and verse on, is a very cool and basically essentially a race car that you drive on the street. Talk about that.
It is. And with a few changes, you know, like you said, a race car you can drive on the street. People have made changes, you know, remove the back seat, throw a cage in it, and you've got a pretty capable rally car, you know, with the right tires and wheels and things. But, you know, I think that we have these vehicles to drive on the street is very, very fantastic. And, you know, I don't drive my GR Corolla in a cup racing fashion on the street.
Of course not.
But knowing what's that?
I say, of course not.
No, not at all. But knowing that I could is very impressive.
Well, remind us of the test vehicle you have in our All Genesis All the Time road test segment coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about the 2025 Genesis GV80 Coupe. It's a new model for the year, and I can't wait to talk about all the styling and interior features that it has.
A very pretty vehicle inside and out. I will also be in a Genesis, but the GV60 Performance All-Wheel Drive, the performance version of their all-electric GV60. They're all electric all the time. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jackie Redback with you. And it's road test time, and this time around, we have a couple of Genesis vehicles. We are luxuriating this week, Chris, in luxury vehicles from Genesis. You have what I think is one of the nicest-looking introductions recently. I think it's a cool-looking car, but I want to steal your thunder. Tell us about the vehicle you were in.
It is absolutely a showstopper in terms of styling, Jack. It's the 2025 Genesis GV80 Coupe. Some of you may have heard of the GV80 SUV, which is a three-row model. It's kind of their flagship SUV right now. But this is a smaller sort of fastback coupe, and they're calling it a coupe even though it has four doors. That's because the roof is sloped very dramatically. Jack, one of the things I loved about this vehicle is just looking out the window and seeing it in the driveway. Have you driven it, and what do you think of the styling?
I have. I was on the launch, and I was taken by it immediately. I mean, it's just, as you say, it's a showstopper. I mean, it'll stop people in their tracks. I mean, there's pretty few vehicles out there that, you know, get the head turn that this vehicle does, and you know, I just liked it from the beginning, and I think the interesting variance from the GV80 four-door, the big SUV, which is essentially the same platform, is kind of remarkable what they've done, because just little subtle changes have a big effect.
They do. And this vehicle, you know, it kind of has the reminiscent, it kind of reminds me of like vehicles from the 30s and 40s, like the swooping lines and the dramatic lights on the front really add to this vehicle. But taking a step back, you can get this vehicle, the base model, for around $82,500. You get a twin turbocharged V6 with that model. You get 375 horsepower, Jack, which is not bad at all in today's world, given that a lot of these are rolling with like 250. The top vehicle, the top trim that I tested, is also a twin turbocharged 3.5 liter V6, but it came with an electric supercharger. You get 409 horsepower, all-wheel drive, and 8-speed automatic transmission. You get rear-wheel steering in this vehicle, Jack. So, I mean, you get a lot of gadgets, and you can do 0 to 60 in a little over 5 seconds, which in a five-seat SUV, this is competitive with, like, the Audi SQ5. You're looking at, you know, sort of upscaled European brands at this point, which I think is a testament to Genesis and how well they've done in the short time that they've been on the market. You know, the vehicles that they're making are that competitive with some of the European sort of heavy hitters, if you want to call them that. Unlike the regular GV80, this is not a three-row. This is a two-row SUV with 5 seats. You get quilted leather upholstery, heated and ventilated and massaging front seats, heated and ventilated rear seats, heated armrests. Jack, the interior design of this vehicle is exactly the same as the outside in terms of eye-catching styling and everything. What do you think of the interior?
I think it's terrific. I mean, little touches like that heated armrest. I mean, you got to love that. I mean, I love the heated steering wheel and have my elbow warmed up there when it's sitting on that armrest. Boy, I love it. And the materials are terrific, too.
Yeah, they are top notch. You know, and at this point, we're kind of edging out of the winter here in Maine. But, you know, I still didn't want to get out of this vehicle. You know, my arms are warm. My back is warm. My hands are warm. And I'm being massaged, so no complaints with the comfort. And the space in this vehicle is excellent, too. The back seats are very roomy. You don't have a third row to contend with, so there's more leg room back there. And the sloped roof does cut into headroom a little bit, but unless you're 6'5 or whatever, you're going to be just fine. And then just like the exterior, the performance gadgets, you get plenty of gadgets inside. You have an in-cabin fragrance system, a UV-based smartphone disinfectant system, and more. And you get a panoramic moonroof, which really helps make the space feel open and airy. All vehicles come with a 27-inch combined display, Jack. This stretches from behind the steering wheel all the way over to the infotainment display. You get all the goodies, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, a Bang & Olufsen stereo, plenty of speakers. The sound system in this vehicle is booming. Absolutely no complaints. And then again, we've talked about this many times. Genesis benefits from Hyundai being its parent company. So you get all the goodies with the infotainment system without a lot of the complexity. So the system is very easy to navigate, even though there's a little bit more complication than you get with a Hyundai because there's more display and fanciness going on. And then you also get a full suite of safety equipment in this vehicle. You get the blind spot camera system. You get forward collision alerts, automatic emergency braking. Everything works as expected. None of the alerts are jarring or scary. So all around, you know, I think the price for me is a little bit out of my range, and I would like to have a little bit more space in the back, given that, you know, we have a family and dogs. But if you're looking for a stylish SUV and you don't need the third row and the extra space, this is right up your alley.
Yeah. Remind me of the price, Chris.
Yeah. You're looking at around 82.5 to start, and then you go up to just under 90,000 with a few options.
Yeah. And as I remember, the powertrains kind of start where the GV80s leave off.
Correct. And the electric supercharger is a new option for this year. I'm not sure if it's going to make its way to the regular GV80 for next year, but right now your choice is the only vehicle you can get it in is the coupe.
Well, it's a terrific vehicle, and I think they've done a masterful job, and you know, I love the looks of it, and they've retained a lot of the utility of the SUV. Well, I was driving another Genesis vehicle, the GV60. I had the performance all-wheel drive version of this small battery electric SUV, a luxury SUV. The calling card of this version of it is its power. It, of course, is, as you would guess, it says performance in its name, so I guess it wants to be the performance version. It has dual electric motors. They're both 160 kilowatts, and the combined output is about 429 horsepower, approximately 429 horsepower. If you activate the boost mode, you can goose it up to 483 horsepower, which I'm not quite sure why you'd ever really need that, but just to show off, I guess you could do that. I guess in terms of overall horsepower from an electric vehicle, this isn't otherworldly when you're looking at some luxury SUVs with 1,000 horsepower, 700 horsepower, something like that. But in a smaller vehicle like this, 429 horsepower is plenty. It's built on the same platform as many other vehicles from Hyundai and Kia. It got some nice exterior elements, 21-inch alloy wheels. It has what they call a vision roof with a power shade. It has power hands-free smart lift gate, which is very convenient. It has a bunch of bells and whistles to separate it from things like the IONIQ 5. It features heated and ventilated Nappa leather seating. And I was going to ask you, Chris, when you were testing the GV80 coupe, did it suddenly massage your back even unasked for? Because I had that situation occur a couple of times.
Mine had a feature called active seating or active bolstering or something like that. When you turn the steering wheel, the bolsters move. I don't know if that was part of it, but for me, that was all I felt.
Yeah, okay. I had some instances where it decided, you've been driving long enough, maybe you need a back massage, so we're going to throw that at you from the Ergo Motion seat. The power adjustable front seats have memory, lumbar support, bolster support under the thighs there, so that's good. Has a 12.3-inch digital instrument cluster, a head-up display, major head-up display, as a matter of fact. And, of course, there's support for vehicle-to-load charging, so you can use your vehicle to power stuff. I don't know. Do you have that in your Honda Prologue? Do you have the ability to do that, and have you ever done it?
I don't think we do, and no, I haven't. Even if we could do it with the car, I think our house couldn't handle the right. regular, the outward flow.
Yeah, I'm just scratching my head over, does anybody ever do this? We hear about it, but maybe not.
I mean, if you take it camping, you want to go out and you have a camp refrigerator or lights or something, that would be great. But who's going to take their Genesis out into the woods, I wonder?
Yeah. Well, and I wonder about that, and I wonder about that with this performance version. It has a big navigation system, a big display, 12.3-inch infotainment system that has navigation, AM, FM, HD radio, Sirius XM. And it has a Bang & Olufsen premium audio system, so plenty of audio there. It supports Android Auto and Apple CarPlay wirelessly and Genesis Connected Services, so all of those bells and whistles are intact. Highway driving assist, I don't use all that much, but the surround view monitor I do, and remote parking assist is good. A lot of safety technology. They've thrown kind of the kitchen sink at this in terms of equipment levels. Give me your thoughts on this. I know you've driven GV60s fairly recently.
Yeah, you know, Hyundai and Genesis and Kia too, you know, they have such a wide sprawl in terms of their model lines and the sorts of components they have that they can afford to throw some of this tech at their luxury model and get away with it. But to your earlier points about the performance, I think, you know, was it 409 horsepower you said this vehicle had?
429, yeah.
429, yeah. So, you know, that doesn't sound that great when we're sort of desensitized by, you know, what you mentioned, you know, 700, 800, 900 horsepower in a family sedan these days. But I've driven this vehicle and the performance is there. I mean, the name doesn't lie. The boost mode does make this car feel legitimately quick. And as you mentioned too, you know, the interior is, I would say, almost as nice as the GV80 Coupe, if not, you know, just as nice in some other ways. So I think,
yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, I completely agree. They've done a really nice job with the interior of this vehicle. And that's another separator. I mean, it really has a very luxe interior, especially for a smaller luxury SUV. A lot of the smaller luxury SUVs from the German manufacturers aren't quite as plush as their up-level versions, but this certainly is. One of the things that's interesting to me is the range of this vehicle. This particular vehicle in performance mode, the performance all-wheel drive, I guess that's a pejorative, isn't it? 235 miles of range on a charge. What, as an electric vehicle owner yourself, what's your take on that number?
I think our Prologue does 287, and that's good enough for us to charge once a week when we don't have a long commute. And I think a lot of people will probably overestimate the amount of range that they need. These vehicles offer pretty fast charging by today's standard. I think it's 800-volt architecture, so you can charge pretty fast. But I mean, look, you're going to trade performance for range almost every time in EVs today. I mean, the Porsche Taycan, some of the Ford Mustang Mach-E GT, Hyundai Ioniq 5N, like these all trade speed for range. So I don't think it's all that surprising.
Yeah. Using, as you mentioned, 800-volt system, it will reach a full charge if you have the optimum DC fast charger, which isn't necessarily on every corner or even close, in 18 minutes. So that's cool. Let me get to the price here. The base price is $69,900. And then as tested, it was about $72,000. So, I mean, this is a lovely car in a lot of ways. It's fun. It's fun to drive. It has all of that. It has a terrific interior. Looks cool. Not big, and it costs $72,000. Maybe that's where I kind of trip over this thing. Otherwise, I like the GV60 very, very much.
I agree.
And when we come back, we will have a terrific guest for you. Bob Roederdorf is the chief executive officer of the Jeep brand. I ran into him recently, and we sat down to chat. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Spring has sprung, and so have the deals at Cold Spring Savings Event. I just got a comfy tee for just $7.99, a cute swimsuit for $19.99, 40% off patio furniture from my backyard, and so much more. So don't wait. These deals are too good to miss. Hurry over to Kohl's to save big on warm weather essentials during their spring savings event today. Select styles. Offers end March 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Barbecue season is back.
Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than one.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media, and Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and 4 lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack, you're right back with you. And what an interesting day we're having. Bob Roederdorf is with us, head of the Jeep brand in North America. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
And this is an interesting time, is it not, to be in the auto business and to be introducing an electric vehicle. Tell us just a bit about the background today, what you're feeling today.
Well, today is really our first opportunity for all of you to drive our very first all-electric BEV product that we've brought to Jeep, the Wagoneer S.
Yeah, interesting vehicle, and I had a chance to drive it all morning. Terrific vehicle. Jeep is changing big time. You're changing it big time. And tell us a little bit of what you described to us earlier this morning in the presentation, because you've got a lot of initiatives going on at Jeep, and you're changing the brand pretty significantly, I think, while retaining the essence of Jeep, right?
Yeah, there's no question. From a passion perspective, this is clearly one of the most iconic brands that we've got in the auto industry. So really returning to our roots, we've got to focus on adding a combination of new product as well as repricing nearly every Jeep we currently have in market today. We've essentially broken it down into three areas. Our off-course, you know, space, that off-course toy product that we make, that mainstream that you kind of know us for that, they'll call it the entry-level Compass to the Grand Cherokee, as well as our premium, which is the introduction of the Wagoneer S here today, all the way through the Grand Wagoneer Long.
Talk to us a little bit about pricing. A lot of times car company executives in this kind of situation don't talk very much about price. I mean, it's like the most secondary, tertiary, way back behind us kind of thing. But you were very upfront about pricing and upfront about changing the pricing strategy for Jeep. Tell us where maybe previously the brand had gone off track and what you're trying to do with it.
Yeah, what we're really talking about is if you look at the transition from really COVID and the chip shortage, there are a lot of products had prices that were driven up. And the speed at which the Jeep brand has necessarily reacted to the marketplace is something, quite frankly, I think we can improve. If we were to take the sweet spot of every segment that we play in, offer a true Jeep and a competitive price point, I think the brand's going to win out, which is very much what we've done in the 25 model year. So if you've shopped us in the last 6 months to a year, the story for 25 might be very different than you remember, which is really why we appreciate the opportunity to talk with you to kind of spread the message on our level of aggression from a sales perspective and where we're positioning our products.
Yeah. One of the things I do is I write comparison tests for jdpower.com. So I am looking at individual vehicles, say a Jeep vehicle, mm-hmm. versus a direct competitor. And one of the things I've noticed through the years, and that seems to be changing, is the Jeep was always premium priced. It was more expensive than a lot of its competitors. And you're changing that up, aren't you?
Yeah, there's no question. So look, right now, we need to keep our American workers working as much as humanly possible, and our plants optimized, which obviously helps our cost. So anytime that that's not occurring, there's an opportunity to sell more cars, and this is something that we can do in the Jeep brand. So from a positioning perspective, you'll see us reduce the range in some cases as much as $7,000 for a trim from model year to model year, and that's really where the change has been. Most of the products, even the walks between the upper trims, has been reduced to make more Jeep more available than really what you've seen in prior years.
Yeah. And that kind of thing is massive in this industry. I mean, in writing these comparisons, I'm struck by how absolutely close competitors are in terms of pricing, in terms of equipment, in terms of pretty much everything about their vehicles. I mean, you could throw a hat over most of these vehicles and mm-hmm. go, oh, this is pretty much the same. But one of the things you have going for you is the Jeep brand, which has kind of a premium feel. Maybe you don't want to price it premium, but talk about that advantage that you have versus some of the others.
Yeah, anytime you've got a brand that's as iconic as Jeep, we're talking about over an 8-decade-old brand with some of the most passionate, loyal customers that part of their lifestyle is owning a Jeep that allows them to go anywhere, do anything, enjoy much of the freedom that they're looking for, much like a beach like this or an off-road capable car. That is something that our fans come to love. So really providing them the Jeep characteristics at a reasonable price point. That combination, everything else will be fine. Of course, does Jeep need to be at the very bottom of a segment? No, I don't have to position the car there. It's still a Jeep and it's very capable. At the same time though, you can't get too far away from what your core audience was built on, and I think 25 will really change that for our consumers.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, this is a brand that has survived several car companies, right? I mean, it's on its fourth or fifth car company that has owned the brand, and at the same time, fans absolutely love it, and I think you want to build on that, don't you?
Yeah, the brand was built on the battlefield. That was really the inception. If you go all the way back to the beginning, and that off-road, rugged, fighting spirit is something that's been a staple of Jeep in its DNA. And now we've really got an opportunity to fight once again as that market continues to change. And in some cases with a different, necessarily OEM leading it, but the DNA of Jeep needs to be there the whole time.
Yeah. Well, and the vehicle we're driving today, the Jeep Wagoneer S, battery electric vehicle, first full battery electric vehicle from Jeep, really a landmark vehicle for this brand. Tell us how it fits in and where do you think this puts you?
Yeah, so what we wanted with the Wagoneer S is, first, we wanted to fit within the Wagoneer series of vehicles. So we've already got a Wagoneer and a Grand Wagoneer from an ICE variant, and you'll see more of those vehicles or those products will change later in Q4, which will mirror to the Wagoneer S. The S really came in 1974, was the first time the S was actually focused, and being that luxury, a little bit more premium, and the S is something we can kind of rally around as that smart, sophisticated Jeep, and the performance aspects of the product, as well as being a BEV, as well as off-road, kind of capable with that all-wheel drive, and then the level of luxury that I think you'd find throughout the product on your drive today very much is a Wagoneer, which is most of where the inspiration of the development came from.
Give our listeners just some sense of this vehicle and, you know, where it fits into the lineup, you know, how it's priced, you know, maybe what some competitors might be.
So the car that you've got to experience today was our launch edition for our 2024 product. This is going to be a fully loaded product, $71,000. We're talking 600 horsepower, a 3.40 to 60 time. And you can even have the capability of towing up to 3,400 pounds and off-road drive modes with snow, sand, to really give our consumers that go anywhere, do anything type of feel. But then dripping with luxury, when you've got a Macintosh 19 speaker sound system that's tuned for this, the amount of technology in the product, I think is a bit kind of amazing to see this on a luxury Jeep. And to have all of these types of tech and features, as well as luxury and performance, and our lease payment starts at $599 a month, is where we position this, because we want to get out to the market very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Battery electric Jeep. Tell our listeners how that works. You want to have this. This is a full-on Jeep, right? This has Jeep capability.
Yeah,
walk us through all of that.
Yeah, so you've got the two EDMs that are which is going to drive your horsepower. So you've already got your performance, but then it sits on our
stellar electric motors. Is what you're talking about.
Those are
motors. EDMs are electric
drive motors. This is where the power and the performance are going to come from.
Right.
So that on the time immediate torque. But then we wanted to set it up on a suspension and the ability to offer drive modes and still give you that all-wheel drive performance inside of a BEV. And then the characteristics of the design, you can see one of the brilliant, I think, areas of this product is the fact that they were able to leverage SUV styling, very much that two-box look and feel, but have an aerodynamic coefficient that is an all-time for Jeep. So how do I make it still look like a Jeep, drive like a Jeep, but drive the aero of a BEV? And the Wagoneer S, I think, has done a great job of putting all of those elements together and creating a unique driving experience.
Yeah. I mean, aerodynamics are very important for a battery electric vehicle, but tell our listeners why.
Yeah, so aero is going to drive range, and any time that you can make a slippery, smooth product, you're going to get even more EV range. That's a huge part of it. But then also, many of the EVs in the marketplace, they're designed like jelly beans. They all look the same. That's what you're trying to get to the most even coefficient. And then on the Wagoneer S, you've got things that create that very boxy look, like that rear wing, that up front grille, where you still got the 7-slot grille, still feels very chiseled, very Jeep, very SUV, while remaining very aerodynamic.
That rear wing is just spectacular. I mean, it's kind of a production achievement, among other things, a manufacturing achievement. Talk about that a little bit. Give our listeners, and we'll let them see, you know, in photos what that looks like.
The wing is something you kind of have to see for yourself. From a side profile, it gives you that boxy Jeep look. But the reality is the air actually will transfer over the top of the hood, over the windshield. When it comes through the back, we're actually using the wing to drive additional aero and allow that sort of jelly bean shape to occur from a wind pattern perspective, but also still give you the look and feel that you've come to know for from Jeep. So I think between a little bit of art, a little bit of science, they were able to find a brilliant compromise on what makes the car so pretty.
What about this vehicle is the most exciting to you, or you think is the home run portion of the Wagoneer S?
Well, if you're a Jeep fan and you hadn't necessarily really got to experience BEVs, we're talking a 600 horsepower product. The initial torque inside of a Jeep look, feel, and this type of luxury, the car's a blast to drive. It absolutely is fun. And the fact that you can throw it in different drive modes, no matter where you live in the United States, your car's built to go anywhere, do anything. So I think that's the exciting dynamic. And then when you realize how quiet it is with the sound system, the level of luxury tech, it's a pretty unique combination.
Yeah. I mean, when you hear these kind of horsepower and torque figures, you might be daunted by it. I mean, typically, those are daunting numbers to a lot of buyers. But this is a vehicle that can be very docile. The average person can drive this as a commuter or to soccer practice and back and not have any kind of fear of, wow, this is more than I can handle, right?
Yeah, if you think historically, if you're talking like these plus 600 horsepower, we're talking Trackhawk, you know, true performance off, you know, road racing type products.
Yeah.
But to find out how much of a family hauler this actually still can be and still give you the thrill while you're in the seat at the same time, this BEV, I think, is very unique in doing that. So that combination of new tech as well as just that immediate torque that you're going to feel will, I think, provide a balance for any range of enthusiast while you are looking at it from a family hauler or you really want to have more of a on-road performance type of product.
One of the things I think is interesting about this vehicle is it doesn't smack you in the face that it's a battery electric vehicle. I mean, it doesn't look from the exterior to be very, as you say, kind of a used bar of soap kind of look that we see in so many electric vehicles. And from the inside, very luxurious, at the same time, sustainable. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so this was very intentional. So from a design perspective, Jeep has a legacy. And you've seen some people who've made EVs. They start to feel like spaceships. Like they're very futuristic just for the sake of being futuristic rather than traditional or functional. So we wanted it to be modern. We wanted it to be sophisticated, but in a way that was very much pure Jeep. And so the car will feel familiar. The gauges, the way that you experience it, how you connect five works, very much a staple of Jeep. And the outside still pays homage to the seven-slot grille, the boxy design, the trapezoidal wheel wells. These are statements of Jeep and not necessarily found in an EV, but it is from us.
Yeah, so, I can't wait to see that seven-slot grille at night because that lighting treatment sounds terrific.
Yeah, I think they did an amazing job of evolving the seven-slot grille. The way the lighting is set up for an individual light for each individual slot, the night view of the product as it's sitting sort of a stoplight, it's stunning. It's very cool. It's very evolutionary, but still very much looks like a Jeep. So I think they did a phenomenal job of execution.
Of course, it's a Jeep, so let's talk about off-road and all-terrain a little bit.
Yeah, so where you're going to see now is this won't be the most extreme, obviously. This isn't going to be like for the Rubicon Trail, but if you've got issues in snow or sand and you want to put those drive modes in or all-wheel drive all the time, I think this is going to be a perfect product for somebody looking for those types of things. Like if you're in New York in the snow and having this type of just power and immediate capability for all-wheel drive and then throwing it in snow mode, this will definitely get you where you want to go.
Are we going to see other variants off this platform?
Oh, I think there's so much opportunity for us here. We've already shown a concept car of maybe what more of an off-roader could look like at the end of the day. And I've been asked, it's a Jeep. Like, we know where the opportunities are. So I think that's something we definitely will continue to investigate. There's a lot more to come. What you will see very shortly from us is while the starting price of the launch edition is around $71,000, you're going to see lower MSRP prices where we have more of an entrant with not necessarily a fully loaded product to allow it to be more accessible to more consumers. So that'll be literally, we're starting that within the next week, and that will come out very shortly at our next auto show, where we'll talk more about the 25 trims that are available and the accessibility.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you in Chicago because this is a fluid market, isn't it?
There's no question.
We'll probably see a lot of changes even between now and then, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it'll continue to be interesting. Lots of announcements from pretty much everybody in the auto industry. So we'll continue to be flexible and adjust from there.
Okay. Bob Roederdorf, head of Jeep, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Yeah. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris T. This is Jeff with you, and it is our final segment for this week's show in a listener question time. We love to get your questions and comments, so send them along to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Cheryl from Tonkawa, Oklahoma. I'm not sure where that is, but lovely state of Oklahoma, has this question for us. Chris, I think my car needs to be serviced, but I'm a little afraid to take it in to be looked at. I think a lot of people run into that. How do I know if my mechanic is being honest with me?
That's an interesting question, because when I was growing up, you know, families had mechanics that they trusted, and every generation of the family went to one place to have their car fixed, but that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. So what I'll say is this. I think you can do a few things. The first thing is to research whatever shop you're considering taking your car to online. Look at Google reviews or Yelp if that exists for that shop to get a feel of how other people have experienced it. And then the second thing is to trust your gut. If you walk into a shop and, you know, something doesn't feel right, or you don't feel like you can trust the people, or it's dirty, or whatever the case might be, they probably won't be offended if you turn around and walk away. And then the third thing you can do is have a diagnostic performed at a shop. You know, I think it's like $100 or something for what they would call like a pre-purchase inspection. If you don't trust them, then you can take that to another shop and have it for a second opinion.
Yeah, the only thing I would add to that, Chris, is just personal recommendations. I mean, we found our mechanic. My brother's a mechanic, but he lives 2,000 miles away. So we found our local mechanic from some people in the neighborhood who had good experience. And now I've recommended that mechanic to several other people because we've had good experiences with him, too. I think that's a way to get a trustworthy mechanic. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Just remember that my new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, the cover over my shoulder here, is now available in both ebook and paperback form, so we have links to both in the show notes. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. We'd love you to recommend America on the Road to others. One way to send it to others is via podcast, right, Chris?
That's right. A quick Google search for America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the rest. Like us, leave us a review, download our show, and pass it along. All those things help us, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
Very, very true. We have YouTube and Rumble channels, so check those out. Subscribe if you would. We'd love that. We thank our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. Most of all, we thank you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices of things to listen to out there. Heaven knows. A ton of choices, so we're honored by the fact you listen to America on the Road, and we hope you'll join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.